In 3, 2, and 1. Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Stories We Could Tell the Mavericks Fancast. I'm Mark Potter, and today I'm here with my co-host, Edwina Lambert. How are you doing, Edwina?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I've been better, but, you know, chug some coffee and it's not too bad. Listen to some music. Helps even more. And I've numbered this episode 36A because last Friday, the Mavericks released their new single, and we thought we would do a little short reaction to the new single outside of what the main episodes currently are. If you haven't heard it, the episode 36 came out 2 days ago with me and Jamie Kelly from the Elvis Archival Preservation Society talking about Elvis and Weird Al and collecting and online fandoms. And also play snippets of both Mavericks songs that Jamie recorded on his own albums. He's covered Dream River and If You Only Knew, which is a unique Maverick song to cover, as it's an album track, not one you would immediately think of, but I love his versions. So part two will be out in about 2 weeks. Don't hold me to that, because I'm not good sticking to the schedule. But it'll be the next regular episode. This one is more or less, there's a new Maverick single that's been released from their first album in 4 years, and we're just going to give our reactions to it. So, Edwina, why don't you go first? What did you think of Moon and Stars, the new single from the Mavericks?
Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are. Shining down from high above. Never giving up on love. I just can't imagine. Can you? A world with little
I'll start with the video because you know I'm a visual person, but I liked the video. It was the lyric video. I'm talking about the lyric video with, you know, the astronaut lady and I liked the video. You know, gives you the lyrics plus, you know, a little something fun to look at while you listen to, you know, listen to him sing about, you know, the moon and stars, you know, is always looking out for love, and I'm not much in a mood to talk about that right now, but I get where they're coming from.
I know. I mean, I know you're dealing with something that I've gone through myself, and when you hear a song about love, you kind of tend to have a negative reaction to it, like, I don't want to hear about that right now.
Well, I mean, this is true in all relationships, you know, that
yeah,
they have their problems. It depends on what day you want to hear a love song. Some days, not so much, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some days you want to hear, what was that Willie Nelson song? I just can't let you say goodbye. It's a song about him choking his lover to death.
Yeah, you know, some days you're all, you know, love songs, and then, you know, some days it's more like Eat My Shorts by Rick Dees, you know?
This is sound like Bart Simpson, Eat My Shorts, man.
That's right. It's all, you know, or Love Stinks by the Jay Giles Band, or, you know, it just depends on what day it is.
Right.
But if I were in the mood for a love song, I can tell that would be like a really good one. And, you know, that's, you know, no matter when relationships fail or get you mad or whatever, the sun, the moon, the stars, they're all still hanging up in the sky, waiting for another chance, I guess.
Heaven's got the moon and stars.
What'd you think of it?
Well, Friday I listened to it once, and my immediate reaction was, is this a B-side? I mean, this is really the first single? To me, it sounded like something that should be on Brand New Day, an album I never need to hear again. It's just, there wasn't anything to it that grabbed my ear and made me want to listen to it today, or again. I mean, I did listen to it today before we started recording about 3 or 4 times. But honestly, as a first single, it's ineffectual. I mean, this is, for example, some of the first singles that the Mavericks have released have been Hey Good Looking, What a Crying Shame, Here Comes the Rain, Born to Be Blue. You know, songs that were terrific first singles that set those albums out wonderfully. And Moon and Stars, this is actually the first time since I've been a fan of, since 1992 of the Mavericks that I haven't bought the album as soon as possible or on the day of release. Because I almost have like a non-reaction to it. I mean, there are a couple of other songs that are going to be on the new record that have been released before. You know, some of the songs they've dug back like 20 years. A couple of songs that I know of, like Rick Trevino's overnight success that Raul wrote and produced on his record.
I'll be drinking cold coffee at a diner in Baton Rouge. I got a show there out of nowhere. Then we gotta drive straight on through to Oklahoma and Arizona. What's 1,000 miles or two? For a big star in an old car, this is all a dream come true. I've been living on easy streets, it's all worked out so perfectly. It's just part of the life, I guess, of an overnight success.
Which is a fantastic Tex-Mex flavored song. But again, if that was the first single on this album, it would almost be like comfort food. Like, oh yeah, that's the Maverick sound. You know, a first single to me should be something that makes a statement or hits you in the face or should try something new. Like the song Live Close By, Visit Often that Raul produced for KT Osland back in 2001.
I love you, baby. I like your company. You make me laugh. You never make me cry. I like to kiss you. Even my dog thinks you're quite a guy. I'm not looking for a husband. Found out the hard way it doesn't work for me. I need a friend. I want a lover. I have to be alone occasionally. So live close by, visit often.
I think that actually, just based on her version alone, would have been a much better first single. With that bluesy feel, the horn line, and the lyrics, which you had a few notes on that, didn't you, Edwina?
Yeah, I did. Well, when it comes to that song, I think that's the choice. You know, the old Wayne's World where he holds up the Pepsi and he says, yes, and it's the choice of a new generation. I think that that song is the choice of this generation. I think people are going to just start doing exactly what they do in that song, which is basically live in their own separate dwellings, but live close by.
Maybe even next door, maybe. Maybe even.
Just maybe.
You go over there, I go over here. Like, some of the lyrics are, you fix me breakfast, I'll buy you dinner, we hit a movie on Wednesday night, you go to your place, I'll go to my place. Sounds like our plan is going to work just right.
That's right. I think she's got a good idea.
You fix me breakfast, I'll buy you dinner, we'll hit a movie on Wednesday night, you go to your place, I go to my place. Sounds like our plan is going to work just right. Live close.
Dolly, mm-hmm. Dolly Parton had this idea. She was way ahead of the game long ago, and she said the way... She cracks me up, but she's like, the best way to, you know, the secret to her marriage is stay gone. That's basically the secret to her marriage.
Yeah.
That's what she, I mean, she'll say that. She is in so many interviews, you can find her saying that, she'll laugh. But I think she's on to something there.
Yeah, I think yeah, because, you know, you go home, you haven't seen each other in a long time, and, you know, you're going to reconnect. It's makeup time. Who has time to fight when you haven't seen each other in a long time? Actually, you know, as I was listening to Moon and Stars a little bit ago, it hit me. You know, when I said that this was like an ineffectual first single, it doesn't really grab me. If you think back to Michael Jackson's Thriller, do you remember what the first single from that album was?
What was that?
The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney. So come and go.
She'll tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
So the biggest selling album of all time, and its first single is the worst song on the album, a throwaway. Because after that you have Billie Jean and Beat It, and all the you know, the classic iconic music videos came out, and it all was kicked off with the worst song on the album being released as its first single. Maybe that's Moon and Stars. Maybe that's what it'll be for me.
Well, some people like The Girl Is Mine. I liked The Girl Is Mine.
You know, I mean, I've got Thriller. I mean, that song to me was like, you got Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney together, and that's what they record. Maybe that's what Moon and Stars will be to me. It's the worst song on the album, and I like everything else. I won't know until after May 17th when the album is released.
And it may grow on you.
It might.
And it might not. I don't know.
And it might not.
Heaven's got the moon and stars.
Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love. Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love. Heaven's got the moon and stars. Funny how they always are, shining down from high above, never giving up on love.
Of course, there's also a female singing with Raoul on Moon and Stars, Sierra Farrell, who... Were you familiar with her, Edwina? Because I know I wasn't. I had to look her up.
No, I'm not familiar with her.
She's got a few albums out. She's more in the... From the songs I listen to, like in the Americana vein, a little bluegrass. It's an interesting combination of sounds that she has.
Well, I come down here from the mountain top, and I cut you down like an autumn crop. My love for you will never stop, but I pull you over like a small town call. Hey, fever's knocking at your door. You can feel the dogs lying on your floor. Dipped all your blood from your sister's door. I can drive you crazy, yes I can.
I was actually wondering, has she opened for the Mavericks recently? Maybe that's how they came into contact. I don't know, because apparently I'm a bad Mavericks fan because I don't keep up with all their opening acts. So I'm just going to have to look Sierra Farrell up and see what I think about her music. You know, maybe this will be an introduction to someone else that I may like, or at least buy an album from. So I just wanted to keep this short. You know, there's a new Maverick single out. You know, it's been 4 years. And to me, this is one of the worst Maverick songs I've ever heard, honestly. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm not going to like the album. It's just this song in particular is like, it's just, well, seems like it came from the reject pile.
That's, you know, you're entitled to your opinion.
Right.
En Español didn't, it kind of grew on me, but right away it didn't really resonate with me. But after, you know, I listened to it for a while, it kind of grew on me. And then I ended up loving it. But yeah, I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And that's okay.
Right. And, you know, you don't have to, I know there's people that are just automatically going to love it. And, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I mean, there's reasons for blind support when you're part of a group, just to get along and feel a sense of longing. But for me, you know, if I don't like a song or a record or a concert, I'm going to say so. And my opinion, really, in the long run, doesn't mean shit to the Mavericks. Well, it's just my personal opinion.
Exactly. Everyone's got them, you know.
Right, because I don't like something, that's not going to derail the band. They're not going to pack it in today. I mean,
right. Well, even when you adore a band, like I adore the Mavericks, I love them, but I mean, you know, I mean, not everything is a hit it out of the ballpark winner, you mm-hmm. know. But that, yep. But I mean, you know, that's pretty much every band, though. Even the best of the best have ones that absolutely make you roll over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that's our little short reaction. To me, I'm like, if I never hear the song again, I'll be okay. And for Edwina, just depends on the day that she hears the song.
I need to be in a better way to hear this song. Maybe in the future I might like it a little better. Right now I'm just not in the mood to hear it.
Yeah, come back to it in a few months or next year. Try it again.
Yeah,
we'll see what you feel like.
It'd take two on that deal.
Yeah. You could always do that. Moon and Stars 1 year later. How do you feel now?
There you go.
This is just our short little reaction to it. If you'd like to comment, you know, you can write us at mavericksfancast@gmail.com. The home of the podcast is at mavericksfancast.podbean.com. And to listen to any episode, you can use a search engine such as Google or whatever you prefer. Search for Stories We Could Tell the Mavericks Fancast, and you'll be able to find the episodes. And as always, come along and continue to ride with me and Edwina onwards and sideways.